Well, the Iowa Beef Industry Council and the Iowa Cattlemen's Association are currently out on the hunt. They are looking for Iowa's best burger. And we're going to talk about that this morning with Brooke German, who's the Director of Marketing for the Iowa Beef Industry Council. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for the time. I'm getting hungry just talking about burgers.
Yeah, try working every day with this contest. It makes my tummy growl, but I know there's a lot of great burgers out there, so...
There sure are. This is the seventh year now that you've been doing this contest?
Yes, that is correct. This is the seventh year for Iowa's Best Burger.
How did it get started?
It started with a need to have a contest to showcase the great work that Iowa restaurants are doing, both large and small, all throughout the state. We've done this for 7 years now, and the contest continues to grow year after year, and we continue to find fun, creative, delicious burgers all across the state.
Boy, I bet. I want to talk about the burger. Why the burger? Why is that the hook here?
It's Iowa, and we love our burgers. We also love our beef. We love our steak. But with a burger, there's so many different creative ways that a restaurant can serve it to their customers. And a lot of customers really base their burgers on their customers, their customer needs. So you can have anything from your basic cheeseburger with a little bit of bacon and cheese at a typical sports restaurant, or you can have more of an upscale burger at more of an upscale restaurant that you'd find in a larger city. So there's just many different ways that a restaurant can serve a burger to their customer based on their customer's needs.
Yeah, I think you'd probably have a lot of luck finding judges if you did a best steak contest or something like that, but you'd probably run out of creative, unique ideas for people to prepare them.
Yeah, and that's what you would think. But last year with the Cider House, they were our 2015 Best Burger, Cider House out of Fairfield, Iowa. Mm-hmm. The burger that they showcased was very unique. It had a slice of pineapple on the top with a little bit of jalapeno on top of that, and some, I think it was Dijon mustard with that as well. So just when you think you run out of creative ideas, a new restaurant comes up and has another great burger to feature.
Is it difficult at all, Brooke, for these judges to figure out exactly what the best burger is when you consider all the variables there, too? Because some folks may not like, for example, jalapeno and pineapple on their burger.
Right. Our judges do a wonderful job of taste testing each of our top 10 burgers. What they really look for is the taste of the beef. And so I ask our judges to order a more of a simple burger, maybe like a cheeseburger or bacon cheeseburger, and make it something that's consistent at every restaurant so the judging can be consistent and fair from restaurant to restaurant. So like I said, we really look for that great taste in the beef. So we try to eliminate some of those toppings when we're judging. However, the winning restaurant, they can choose whatever burger they would like to feature. So like I said, the Cider House featured a burger with a pineapple and a jalapeno on it. Brick City Grill, our winner from 2014, they featured a burger that was served on a pretzel bun. So it's really up to the restaurant which one they serve. But we look for the great tasting beef that's between the buns. And we know that restaurants are serving the same great tasting beef patty on all of their burgers.
Well, you know, what's really neat about the contest, too, is that you just never know where that best burger is going to come from. I mean, you mentioned the Cider House in Fairfield, Brick City Grill in Ames. Around in our area, we've had the Coon Bowl 3 up in Coon Rapids in 2012, and the year before that, the Rusty Duck over at Dexter. It could be a big place. It could be a small place. Big town, small town. You just never know.
You're right. You never know. We find great restaurants in all four corners of the state, and I think that's something that makes this contest really special. Too, is you have these small town restaurants with these little hole-in-the-wall restaurants, but they serve a delicious burger. And then you also have great restaurants in cities such as Des Moines and Cedar Rapids that have equally as good of burgers when you're looking at like the Zombie Burger in Des Moines or Saucy Focaccia in Cedar Rapids. They were both in our top 10 last year. So it's always unique that even in small-town Iowa, there's still a great-tasting burger, and I think we all know that.
You bet. And everybody has their own personal favorites, too, and they think theirs are the best, and that's just fine.
And that is just fine, and that's why we're asking restaurants to participate in our contest and asking everyone throughout the state to get out there and vote for their favorite restaurant, help their favorite restaurant get in the top 10.
Okay. Well, they need to be nominated to get into that top 10. How does that process work?
Yeah, all the restaurants need a nomination to get into our top 10, and there's three ways that they can do so. One is by voting online through our website, which is iabeef.org, or they can send a text to 313131 by texting beef, or they can just mail in their nomination form to our office. And again, all of the nomination information is on our website at iabeef.org.
Is the social media component of the contest getting bigger as the years go by? Because you can really share a little bit more of the look and feel of what's happening.
Yes, it is. And I think that's why I'm consistently hungry every day. I'm getting some really great photos from restaurants all across the state. And we ask people to share photos of their favorite burger by using the hashtag IABestBurger.
Easy to find, easy to sort through that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so fun going through and seeing all the different burgers that people are sharing.
You bet. Do you typically get a lot of nominations?
We do. Last year, we received over 4,000 nominations representing 286 restaurants. And this year, we are setting the bar high, and we would like to double those nominations.
Hmm. Well, I know you started a little more than a week ago on February 15th. Are they coming in pretty steady so far?
Yes, we've received quite a few nominations, all online, text, and we've received a handful in the mail so far. So go out there and vote for your favorite restaurant, and then be sure to tell all of your friends and family to vote for them as well.
Okay, so the contest started about a week or so ago. It'll go until?
All nominations have to be received to our office by 5 p.m. on March 9th.
Okay, and then what happens from there?
After that, we'll determine the top 10 restaurants, and that is based on the number of nominations that restaurant received. And with those top 10 restaurants, we have our secret panel of judges go out to each of those top 10 restaurants, and they help us to determine Iowa's best burger. And we will be announcing the winner of the best burger contest on May 2nd to kick off May Beef Month.
So your judging panel, do they all go together at once, and does the restaurant know that they're coming?
The restaurant does not know that they are coming, and we keep them secret. That way, those judges have a very unique eating experience, just like any average customer that would be walking into that restaurant. If we were to tell the restaurant when the judges were coming and who the judges were, they might go a little above and beyond to impress. So we want our judges to have as normal of an eating experience that any average customer would have.
Do you ever get a chance to go out and sample?
I do go out to a few of them. I am not a judge, though.
You'd probably, it's easier just to go out and sample than to be a judge. That's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. They have a lot of fun with it. I don't really have to twist their arms too much to ask them to go judge these top 10 burgers. And the judges, they really do have a great time with it. They're well qualified. They definitely know their burgers, and I really appreciate the time and dedication that it takes to travel to all 10, all four corners of the state on our behalf.
What did the top 10 and then ultimately the winning restaurant, what do they get for the trouble?
The top 10 will get a certificate presented by their county cattleman group and a staff member from either IBIC or ICA. And we do a lot of promotion with the top 10 as well to showcase, you know, the top 10 burgers of the state. Since we end our nomination period on March 9th, we have about a month and a half until we announce the winner. So we take advantage of that time to showcase those top 10. The winner will then receive a plaque, a lot of promotion, and a lot of business. Our past winners have noticed an increase in the traffic in not only the first couple weeks after the contest, but the whole first year of being named Iowa's Best Burger. And then we will also ask the winner of the Iowa's Best Burger contest to come down and serve some burgers one day during the state fair at the Cattlemen's Beef Quarters.
That's awesome. Sounds like they're going to have a lot of fun with that. The Iowa Beef Industry Council, you're employed by, and they are, of course, a partner in this with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. Give us a little bit about the Iowa Beef Industry Council. What's going on right now that's important?
Well, the Iowa Beef Industry Council is funded by the dollar per head beef checkoff. So we work on behalf of Iowa's wonderful beef producers. And right now we're really focusing on the best burger contest, and that is because we know that restaurants do such a great job of serving our product. They serve it in such creative and delicious ways that their customers come back for more. They really do a great job of showcasing the safe and wholesome product that our producers are raising every day. And it's just a great way to not only recognize the restaurants and the great work that they do with our beef product, but also our beef producers who are working very hard every day to raise it.
I sure enjoy when I hear news of the contest getting started each year, because you know what that means? That means grilling season is getting closer.
Yes, grilling season is right around the corner. Like I said, we announced the winner of the Best Burger Contest to kick off May Beef Month, and then we hit the ground running with summer grilling promotions, which includes some grilling recipes and, of course, grilling tips as well.
I can almost smell it now.
Yeah, and with the warm weather we had this past weekend, I know a lot of people probably got the grills out, dusted off some dust, and fired them up with some great beef on the grill.
How do you stop them? You just can't.
You can't.
Very good. Well, Brooke, I hope folks do get out there and try some of those creative burgers that are out there in those restaurants and different places, bowling alleys, any place where they serve good food. And make sure you get the nominations in before March 9th. That's when the deadline will hit. You can do it a number of different ways. Hope folks get a chance to nominate their favorite, and maybe we'll see a winner here in our corner of the state.
Maybe, hopefully, but get out there and vote. And all contest information can be found at iabeef.org.
Excellent. Brooke German, thanks so much.
Thank you.